We are continuing our shiurim on Binyan Ariel. We are on Daf now, Kuf Tet Zayin. At the top of the page, we had stopped in the middle of a piece over here, and we're going to continue today. V'hine. Kvar bi'arnu, shetchilat ha'tikun shel atzilut nase b'sheshet yimei bereishit, haya al-yedei ha'matzil ha'elyon levado, besod kad salig birutei limivre alma. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started creating the world and all the partsufim, even though it's incumbent on us to do the avodat, to do our avodat Hashem, and to create the, and to mitaken and rectify all the partsufim, but since ki adayim adam ayim laavod adama, since Adam Rishon was not yet created, therefore it was incumbent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to start the process, and that's what we call, this is what the Zohar calls kad salik. It went up. It went up in his machshava to create the world. L'taken olamot ha'elyonim al yedei ma'asav tovim besod idra'uta dilitata. And the process started from ilitata, from lower all the way upwards. L'chein na'aseh ha'tikun rishon shesh yimei bereishit bidruta dele'eila al yedei ratzon ma'atzil levado. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the process, it's called itra'uta dele'eila, a rising up of a will from above to below. When we do it, it's called itra'uta dele'tata. That's a rising of a will from below to upwards. When it comes to the time of rectification, so when it came to the time of the tikkun, like the pasuk says in Bereishit, bet vav ve'ed ya'alim in aris, the mist went up from the ground. That means the mist, referring to the rafach and the kelim, which were to be brought up. Av ze'apim v'nukva chalakim anogim lekol ha'eses sfirot dekol ha'partzufe chamisha partzufe naranchi ha'kolelim shlehem, and also all the chalakim which were associated to all the higher partzufim, which also fell into Biyam. V'tiken et ze'apim v'nukva shel b'chinat sheshet yimei bereishit b'shlemut kol eses sfirot chamisha partzufim kolelim shlehem ligamre. And the lower parts of Zeampin Venukva were able, what he did was, he created what's called the vak. He went tak in the vak, that's what he's referring to, the shesh yimei bereishit, the netzach hod yesod, and the chesed gevurah tiferet was all metukan, meshesh yimei bereishit, v'chein alav itiken achalakim anogim la'ari champin, v'le'aba, v'le'ima de'atzilud, hen me'abirum shalahem, shenoflu libiya biyachat im birur zun, kenal, v'hen b'chelke, and even the chalokim achrayim shalem shenofel betachte tatzilut. So whether the chalokim of the higher partsufim fell all the way down to bi'ah, or whether they fell down into the lower parts of tzilut, nevertheless, all that was metukan, which were, whatever was nogeh to the vak. But often shekol partsuf tzilut shaychim lebechinat miyuchesot, miyuchesot leshesh yimei bereishit nitkanu legamre. Everything was nitkan legamre again, only to the bechinas of the vak. Ki yodua sheyesh na prati bechinot beolamot keneged kol yom v'yom imei shita alfei shenin. As we know that every day is connected to another 1,000 years of the world. Ela, ulam, milvad ha'chalakim ha'noagim l'shesh yimei bereishit. Now besides that, don't think we're all finished and therefore all the birurim were done for us in the shesh yimei bereishit, we have nothing else to do. Nevertheless, birer ve'ala matzil elyon ve'et ha'i gam ha'chalakim shel birurim b'chin ha'partzuf ha'nefesh v'ruach ha'kolim d'za ודנוגבה דקול הפרצופים העליונים מהם גם כן דקול שיטה אלפי שנין. And also the internal biurim were also done, כמו שנבעי בזאת השם בהמשך, ותיקן את כל בחינת צילוד דקול שיטה אלפי שנין בבחינת נפש. Well, this is important to understand that only the ner was done, nothing more than that. according to kol ha-partzufim, which include all the partzufim, all the nevus, the nefesh of ruach, ba'ofen she'nishal le'am Yisrael li'tiken be'kol ha-mitzvot shelem osim et shlosh rishono she'em partzuf neshama v'chayich v'yechida ha'kol elim. And the only left, only thing was incumbent on us, klal Yisrael dudu, is the naran, which is called the neshama chayich, kol ha-partzufim, all the partzufim which had naran had been that had been rectified. The kol prati ha-olamot shaychim lekol shita alfei shanim dehave alma, for the entire duration of the world, of the lasting of the world. The kol prati ha-olamot shaychim lekol shita alfim shanim dehave alma. Be'ofen shekasher mekayim adam achat mitzvot aseh. So whether a person is doing a mitzvah tase, or he's stopping himself from doing a mitzvah lo tase, who gorem lamshich mochim de shlosha rishonot de kolelim de kolelot leapatsufi amityaches shel oto mitzvah. So a person by doing that mitzvah or not doing the avera, holding himself back, therefore that would be gorem that causes that the gimel mochim. Remember we spoke about the vak being done. All we have to be doing is the gimel rishonim, which is called mochim, the shlosha mochim. That's going to create them to go and enter into the realm relative partzuf, which is negated to that particular partzuf, a particular mitzvah of that particular day that you're doing it. Ulam kasher hu mivatel a mitzvah aseh, but a person who does not do a mitzvah aseh or is over on love, as a mochim degar kolim eno nimshachim v'adra b'machmat chet mitgabrim haklipod liyanek me'akedusha. So a person that not only is not accomplishing his mitzvah, but is actually giving that shefa, that potential shefa, over to the kedusha. As we always said, that if the shefa is not grabbed by Klal Yisrael, then the klipot will grab it. Olam yinikat klipa hi rak meotam abchinat shebaur miikara ba'olam hanikudim besod shorosh viikar. Again, they're only going to, they can't get the full fledged power of the shefa, but rather only the root of that shefa. Shema malchio devak deza. They're only going to take the minimal amount, which is the malchio devak deza. Or malchut keter denugva. אבל כל הבחינות שלא באו בעולם הניקודים בסוד שור שריקה מסתלקים בעדר פגם ואין כלפה יונק, יונקות מהם. And all the rest of the shefa will dissipate back to where it came from and be out of the reach of the klipot. והנה זה בשתי הבחינות, אחד כי בחינות ברורים של השלוש ראשונות הכוללות ונשמח היחידה המתייחסות אל אותה המצווה שלא נתקנו על ידי המעציר בשש ימי בראשית, אלא נשארו עדיין למטה בביאה תוך הקליפות, מכיוון שלא נמשכו המוחים לתקנם, הרי שבהן נתחדשה אחיזה של הקליפה, הן מלכות לשיש הקצוות דזה, הן לנקודות מלכות דקטה של הנוגבה, דאותו שלוש ראשונות. What is he explained over here, that there's two levels of the achiz of the klipas. The first level, which he's explaining, is that we're speaking about the gar that we're doing. And the other level, it was speaking about the vak. So the first level of the gar, which is incumbent in, for us to do, if we don't do it, then, as he mentioned beforehand, there's going to be an achiza, the shefa that's supposed to go to us in order to rectify the patzufim, is going to go to the other side, but only the shorish. And then he said, the bechina shniya, the second bechina is, ki patzufi ha-nefesh wach, which is the basis, which is the ner, which the nefesh ruach, according to zun the otam mitzvah, nitkenu adin ha-matzid, which was already metaken by the matzid from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'sheshit yimei bereshit, kemo shebe'elech, kemo shechtov la'alam b'samor, gam hem yonkim, they will also be yonik, the clip will also be yonik from that as well. Do'ot b'china sheyatzu mesot shor shve'ika, she'mavak deza v'kete denuk. And that's going to be because we know Keter Denuk means that it's actually Malchut Keter Denuk. So Keter the Malchut Denuk. Me'ache shalonim shukha gara kolelim shalahem lehashlimam, because the only the vacuum out first and not the gar. וכיוון שבא מזדמן בהזדמנות ליד האדם לתקן אותו בפחת בעולמות, ובת בעבר עלי, since he was supposed to do it, and butla, since he did not do it, לכן גרם להגביר קליפות בשתי בחינות עיניי. So the clipper was able now to gain a foothold on not only the gar, also the vac as well. Next nekuda. Nekuda nun chet. Page kuf yud zay. Haolamot mitchalakim pchatim rabim. Keneged kol rega shel shita alfei shenin. וכולם נשברו וכולם נתקנו על ידי המצוות של ישראל. Now that was the title, believe it or not. So the world is quite complicated, and every single all the worlds that are split up in various segments of time, which is going to span over the 6,000 years over here, and we're going to go more into how that relates into the mitzvot that we're doing. So again, Ot Nunchet, Hine. מתחילה כאשר הוליד והוציא המציל העליון מעיניים דאדם מאדם קדמון את עשר הספירות דעולם הנקודים. When it was time for Kadosh Baruch Hu to be motzi the nekudim of the nekudim, which the eser nekudim, which is a zayin malachim plus a shalosh, which is on top of that, from the nine da'ak hotzii bebechinat Alfei rivot prate bechinot. There were ten main sfirot, but you have to understand they're subsplit into thousands and thousands and thousands and millions, an infinite amount of subcategories. Shikulam yesh bepratam eses sfirot daot bekelim, and each one is subdivided and further into 10 sfirot and 10 kelim. Each one spread, all of them spread from the tibo d'adam kadmon until his raglaim. Or bekulam aya besod shviat kelim umitad hashev malachim kefi hasede shvi'arnu. And each one are the various aspects of the shvira as we explained, and as we will explain. Shenitkaimu shlosh rishonot shlehem, and each all the gar of each single detail was mekuyam milvad apgam bitul shayal bahem venishbu ametu shav tachton shaman. Each one of the zayin tachtonim of each single detail broke. Vine besef mispar kol pratia bechinot ha'elu she'aida bahem shvira. Each little detail that had the shvira bahem u makbil lemispar arigaim v'sha'ot hayamim v'hashavuot v'chodoshim v'hashanim v'hashmito v'yovlot v'kol shida alfei shenin. Each one of these finite, each one of these infinite amount of details, well, I shouldn't say infinite, but there are definitely a finite number, but there are millions and millions and trillions of them. So each one of these little bits and pieces of these shivrei kelim that fell are responsible for the time that we have in this present world. That's what it comes out to be. Shekeneged kol sha'a v'rega mehem yeshnam olamot ashaychim le'oto et. And each one of them represents another second in this world. V'tzrichim tikun al yedei mitzvot shemekayimim Yisrael be'oto sha'a. And klal Yisrael use time in order to do mitzvot, which is directly tied in into the biurim. That's the connection between the biurim and time. Each biur actually represents another particular moment in time. That is what time is. Harilan, shebekol rega v'rega, each second v'second, shebemesher shita alfei shenin da'avalma, over the 6,000 years that we're here for, נתקנים על ידי ישראל פחתי בחינות שבאותו עולמו שנתחרבו. So every detail will be fixed because we live every second, and therefore there is a biur to be done another second, whether we're conscious of the fact of doing the biur or we're not conscious of the biur are being done. או מתייחסים דווקא לאותו עת ואותו המצווה שעושים אותה משהנשמה דישראל, and each one will be connected to the particular neshama which is actually doing that mitzvah and getting a particular rectification which it needs. V'kenegde kol prat shebehem yeshna b'chinot pratiyot anitkanot be'emshech ba'amshachat emochim shalahem and each one will get the necessary shefa to mitaken it. Mishdalim in kol ha'partzufim shebaot ha'prat le'eses sefirot shelimut shelahem, and each one is going to have its a world of partzufim which that particular detail will need to be mashlim. V'chein olchim nitkanim ba'olamot miyom liyom le'shavua. Until all the birurim done over the 6,000 years. V'hinei amakbil lipratei bechinot ba'olam kenizkar nitkanim al yedei kiyom mitzvot. גם פרטי הנשמות של ישראל שכנגד כל פרטי שבעולמות ישנם פרטי כנגדו מקביל אליו מבחינת נשמות של ישראל כאשר נבער בזאת השם בסמוך. So against all those בחינות of those בירורים that fell and broke and millions and trillions of them, there are different particles, different portions of neshamas which are allocated to do and which are connected to those בירורים according to its level and according to this time, as we'll explain further on. Let's continue. Dav Kuf Chaf Kuf Yudchet 118 Ot Nuntet. New title. Dag, new section. Dagot Hamochim She'al Yedam Nidgalim HaParzufim. The different levels of Mochim, which is Shefa, which makes the Parzufim grow. Ve'olim Milimala Ad Tashlum Tikunam, which allows them to go up and get the final rectification. הנה ביאנו לאל בסמור שעל ידי המציל העליון נתקנו בששת ימי בראשית השיש הקצוות. The Kadosh Baruch Hu started the world himself by creating the baseline for all things, which was the first six days of Bereshit. He created what's called the Vak. He created the Vak. He was mistaken the Vak. Shehem ha-nefesh v'ruach ha-kolelim, that which is what we call the Naran, same concept, the Naran, which is the basics. The kol ha-partzuvim, the kol ha-prati ha-olamot, the kol shita alfim, the have alma, and which is responsible for fixing up the ner in all things, in partzuvim and worlds, and for the next 6,000 years. Pirusho hu, shaharev adai, Einam domim l'shish k'tzavot, the kol patzuf elu le'elu. Each one is different in its own sense. Sha'arei kol patzuf shone b'malotu zeh v'zeh. Each patzuf, you cannot say they all fall in the same part. One is above the other one. One is bigger. One small. One's more intense. One's less intense. L'chein kol patzuf v'patzuf l'shish k'tzavot shle'em she'em nefesh wal shle'hon k'nal yelefi erkohu. Each one will receive exactly the measure of rectification which it needs. Aval ben patzuv patzuv, yeah, then ben shish ketzavot shel tachton shish ketzavot shel elyon mimenu bekamud beichot. Each one will receive its shefa depending on where its standard is. V'sidra mitata le'ela hu kach, and this is where it's going to go. V'hine shish ha'ktzavot enu gvad eza nitkenu b'shesh yimei bereshit al yedi ha'matzil. Let's start from bottom all the way upwards. So the first parts that we're going to deal with is called the nukva deza. Nukva deza, the lower parts of her, is called the vak. And that vak, meaning from chesed downwards, chesed gvot tifer netzah hod yisod, malchut of hers was already rectified by the first 6 days of bereshit by the matzil. And he explains shehem netzah hod yisod chesed gvot tiferet shehem nefesh v'ruach deprat. Excluding the malchut, sorry, which is the naran of her. Hem be'er klalud atzilud rak netach hod yisod klalud belvad, and on a detailed analysis of her, we say that her vak, which is Chagat Nahi, is being rectified. But when we look at the picture in a bigger sense, and we look at her in context of the world of Atzilut, then we say that only the Nahi has been fixed. Netzah Hod Yisod. Shem HaNefesh B'chlalo. That's only the Nefesh. V'chein Shesh K'tzavot. Also the six K'tzavot. Shul Ner Av Zahem Gam. It's also the six K'tzavot. Also six K'tzavot. Nefesh V'war. The K'lalo Atzilut. And that will be responsible for the nefesh of one atzilut. Sheshes Ktzavot Shem Nefesh while the Partsuf Yisrael Samu Tfuna. Now we're going to go on stage. So we did Nukva. We spoke about Zah. Now we're speaking about Yisrael Samu Tfuna. The next higher Partsufim Shem Partsuf Bina Klalut. And they're called Bina Bechlalut. They're adding now. This is not only Nefesh Ruah, but Nefesh Ruah Neshama of the next stage, next growth period of Zah. The Shishak, of the world of Atzilut. Next level, not growth. Next level of the world of Atzilut. Shishak Tzavot, Shem Nefesh Ruah. The Partsu Abba Ve'ima Datsu, next Partsu is Abba Ve'ima, and therefore Shehem Partsu Ve'em Partsu Chochma Deklalut, and Nefesh Wan Neshma Chai Ve'chai Deklalut. Another dimension is added over there. Now finally, when you get the Shish Ketzvot Shehem Nefesh Wan, the Partsu Arich, when you get to the Ner of Arich, that when you look in the bigger picture, who Partsu Kete Deklalut is considered Kete of Atzilut, that it will be translated as the Nefesh Wanishma Chayichida Dechlalut Atzilut, as if it comprises the entire world of Atzilut. Ba'ofen she'aner denugva hi nefesh amitut. So when we look at, well, we're summarizing now, when we look at the ner of the nukva, she's considered to be nefesh b'amitut. The nefesh u'ad d'zah hem ner amitut. Ner d'yasut hem naran d'amitut. V'ner d'abba v'ima hem narancha d'amitut. V'ner d'arampin hem naranchi d'amitut. So each ner of each pasuk will be looked at on a different erech as a bigger picture in the world of Atzilut. V'ar ilan. שכל פרצוף לפי ערכו נתקנו הנפש ורוח שלו על ידי המעציל ושש ימי בראשית. So we come out that at the end of the day, the צד השווה ביניהם, and the common denominator between all these פרצופים, had the נר מתוקם. And therefore, what's left for these פרצופים to מתקן? חסרים לו שלושה פרצופים עליונים כשלו, and only the three top ones need to be done, which are כתר חוכמה בינה, Shelo, she'em neshama chayichida, or either you can call it ketzer chokhma bina, or you can call it neshama chayichida. It means the exact same thing. That's what's needed to finish off the rectification of that pasuk. V'ene ba'ofen shishtalmut, the completion of kol pasuk v'pasuk hu aridia kabbalat mochim b'shlosha pasufim elyonim imenu. So all needs need to be done is what's called the Kabbalat Mochim, the reception of the Shefa, which is going to be allocated to the top three positions of every Patsuf. So each Patsuf, which is higher, obviously will get a higher level, will get the Shefa from a higher level. The kivan shekol patzuf achaserim lo shlosha madrigot shel hamochim, lachein kol patzuf mekabel et hamochim elo meshloshet yimei patzuf she'alav. So they can receive always the shefa from the higher patzufim. Vohu shanugva sheyesh lo nefesh ruach la'atzmo. So let's start again from bottom up. Let's start talking about the patzuf of nukva. The patzuf of nukva has a nefesh ruach la'atzmo. That is, it means to come. So what does she need left? She needs her neshama, and she's going to receive the neshama from where? She's going to receive the neshama from Zampim. She also needs a chaya. Where is she going to receive that? She's going to receive that from Yasud. And she's going to need a yechida. She's going to receive that from even a higher patsuf called Abba Ve'ima. I hope that's clear. So again, she has a ner, nefesh ruach, that already was given to her as a gift that was already mitukan by the Avishter. Now, what does she need? She needs a neshama and a chai yechida. That's what left. Where is she going to get a neshama from? From the higher patsuf, which is Zampin. Chaya, when she needs a chaya, she has to go even higher. Not she gets higher, but she gets it from a higher source called Yasud. And in order to source out her and give her yechida, she's going to have to get that from even a higher bechina, which is called Abba v'Imam. V'chein l'adel zeh v'zeh'ampin. Zeh'ampin the exact same thing. Tzarech l'kavle neshama v'yasud, chai me'abba v'ima, yechida me'a'rampin. V'yasud magbil neshama me'abba v'ima, v'chai me'a'rampin, yechida me'achav da'ak. And each pasuv, we can follow the logic, is going to have to go to a higher source. So the pasuv of yasud will have to get it yechida from achav da'ak. Shem bina da'ak, which is also considered to be the sag da'ak or the bina da'ak, shu ab b'sag da'ak. V'chein abba v'ima. Where's abba v'ima going to get his naran? So we're going to say magbil and neshama achampi chayim achav. So abba v'ima will get the neshama from achampi. They're going to get the chayim from achav da'ak and yechida mechokma da'ak, which is the ab da'ab da'ak. And achampi is going to get the neshama from ach. Achav, sorry, da'ak. It's going to get chaya. Me ab da ab desak, da'ak, sorry. Ab da ab da'ak. And yechida me kakavta shuhu keted adam kadmon. And he's going to get from the skull all the spiritual lights which he needs in order to source out and give an energy to his keter. Let's continue on page Kuf Chaf, 120. Kol shlav shel kabbalat mochim hu beofen shapatzuf atachton ole umalbish ala elyon mimenu. The way it works, the way the patzufim will grow, is not only the fact that the patzuf elyon gives over shefa to the patzuf atachton, but rather we're going to find that the patzuf atachton elevates itself to the patzuf elyon. Shedakohu mikabel et otam mochim in order to receive the mochim there at that higher position. Dugma za. Let's give an example. When Zah is ready to make Kabbal Shefa and to go to the higher stage, we'll give a head, a muscle head, you're like a father. First starts off as a boy. He gets married. He becomes a father. So he grew in a stage. He grew from a boy into a father. He gave birth to children. And then his children have children. Therefore, he'll change his status from a father into a grandfather. So it's the same Zah, but in different levels, different stages of growth. So therefore, as Zah grows, kishemikabel hamochim neshama shelo meyasud. When Zah is prepared again to get his shefa from the higher parts of which is Yasud, Allah mimkomo mikara, it's going to go to a higher stage, which is Yasud. Shuhu minatibu da'al champim ulimata, it's going to go where is Yasud found? Minatibu da'al champim ulimata, from that position, that's where Zah is. Vigadel abish liyasud malbishim da'al champim mechaze adatibu, it's going to grow up and above the tibo until the chaze to overlap and to join where Yasut is. Because she kibel za mochim dechaya, when it's time, kishikibel za mochim dechaya abba v'ima ilayin, and when it's time to receive mochim dechaya from abba v'ima, therefore it's going to have to ramp, it's going to have to climb a bit higher. Gadal ve'ala yotir la'abish abba v'ima le'ilayin shebemekomam migaron da'achamim anachazis, so it's going to grow from the chazis until the goron in order to get the same level of abba v'ima in order to get the energy from them. Now, v'kishekibel Zah mina mochim yachida da'achamim, when Zah needs to go even higher and to get his chaya from achamim, as gadel ve'ala le'abish kol patzuv achamim me'atibul da'adam kadmon ve'lemata. He's going to have to go all the way up to the top, up and above the head of achamim, which is mitibul da'adam kadmon ve'lemata. V'chein ha'de'ah zeh b'kol ha'patzuf, all patzuf will also grow in the same way. They'll have to grow a level. Grow up a level. Kol echad kishekibel patzuf v'neshama chaya yechida shelo, gadal ve'ole la'albish al shalosha patzufim me'alav. It's going to have to go through, climbing through three different patzufim. Because it has to receive his neshama chaya yechida, which are also considered as bina, chochma, keter. עד שכל פרצוף עלה לשורשה דמיקרה, it's going to have to go back to his שורש, שהוא מקומו אמיתי, which is his true place, כל אחד מהפרצופים, ששם הוא עומדים כשנברו העולמות לפני חטא אדם ראשון. So that, where are they going? Why are they going up so high? That's not their place. No, the truth is, that is their place. They only fell because of חטא אדם ראשון. But after the Aliyah, they're going back to לפני החטא, back to their original position. באופן כשנקבלו כל הפרצוף ונשום לך היחידה שלהם עלה על חפין עד שרושו שהוא מקקף את הדזה Adam Kadman, sorry. At the end of the day, therefore, Ariel, when he gets his complete Naran, then he's going to grow all the way up, Naran Chi, sorry, he's going to grow all the way up to the Kakafta, to the head of Adam Kadman. The Al Abba V'ima, Ad Abd Ab, the Adam Kadman, Shush Hosham, and Abba V'ima is going to go all the way up to the right brain, which is Abd Ab. The Yasud Ala Ad Abd Sag, it's going to go up to the Sag. And that is going to go all the way up to the Al-Khampin. And the Nukva is going to go all the way up to Abba V'ima, which is her Shoresh, and her Shchosha. And the Olam Abriya, Ala al Yasut, the Atzilut, Shem Shoshon. Not only the parts of will go up, the Olamot also will go up. So Bria, Alilei Avodat Hashem, will also be going up. Where is it going to go to? It's going to go up to the Yasut, the Atzilut. It's going to go up to that world of Atzilut. Where exactly? Where the parts of Yasut is in the world of Atzilut. Then, Ol Olam Ayetzira, Ala al Izah, that Tzilut, Shu, Shosho, and Yetzirah is also going to go in the world of Atzilut, but where? A little bit lower. It's going to go in the Zah, that Tzilut. V'olam Asiya, Ala Ad Malchu, that Tzilut, Shu, Shosho, V'kach, Nishtalmu, Kol HaOlamot. Therefore, all the worlds are going to get the Tikkun as well. V'kach, Usene, Aliyat HaOlamot, Partufim, B'shesh, Yimei HaChol, that's all during the weekday. O B'Shabbat, Ad, Shitashlum, and all this process is going to follow through all the 6 days of the week, including Shabbat, and that's going to get us to the Mincha Shabbat, and that's the culmination of the entire week. And that's how we connect the details of the Partsufim and the worlds with the different days of the week. Okay, we're going to stop here for now.